Welcome back to Tales from the Grind. I'm your host, Erica Harvell, in the studio today with Mr. I Am Corey Bill Sr. Say what's up, Corey.
What's going on, man? Your social capital expert is here, man, and we got us a special, special guest in the building.
Man, this is exciting. And I walked in today, I greeted her mom, and I was like, okay, are you our guest? She was like, this is your guest right here. I was like, that's our guest? That's our entrepreneur? Man, I'm excited to talk to a 14-year-old entrepreneur today. Her name is Miss Soraya Lori. Say what's up, Soraya.
Hey.
Yeah, look, so the way she say hey and the name of her company is Tasty Lips by Soraya, it just makes me want to say, hey, Tasty. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. So before we get to talking to Soraya, let's have a little bit of conversation about what's going on in the world today. And a lot of crazy things are happening. One thing that I wanted to point out, a friend of mine who was also a guest on the show a couple of weeks back pointed out to me about the Black Lives Matter About Us page. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that at all.
Well, you need to read it. And that's something you definitely want to read.
Oh, I'm going to definitely check it out.
Yeah, because probably happened when I plugged up your phone, Corey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, seeing Erica's week after week, stay trying to sabotage you, boy.
I told you, I don't know how to put you under control. So
but I'm here.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so the About Us on Black Lives Matter page, it leaves out the black men. It talks about what their vision is for the black race. And it does not say anything about the black men. It talks about the black women, the black children, black trans, black queer. It talks about everything. Never mentions the black man.
Right.
And so I sent in an email because I'm like, I want to know, where is the black man in this vision? And they have not responded.
Well,
hold on for a second.
Okay.
The reason why I brought this up today is because all of our listeners, Corey, your listeners,
right,
we need to be emailing Black Lives Matter, because if we're going to be out here supporting this organization, we're not going to do it without the black man being included.
For sure. And that's a wake up call,
yeah,
you know, for black men, period. From the emasculation of the black man, I've been saying, folks, on behalf of the past 15 years, to simply leave us out of the Black Lives Matter when mm-hmm. most of the cases has been about black men being murdered, you know, on camera. You know, that's pure negligence on their behalf, and they definitely have to be called out for mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, and it's going to take our voices to do it. And so an organization that's supposed to be on the front line, that's supposed to be fighting for our equality, fighting for our families, you can't fight for the black family and not include the black man.
Absolutely.
And so we need to speak up now. This is one thing I'm asking everybody. If you're listening, share the live, share the podcast. Call your family member when you hear this at 6:30 in the morning on Sunday, and tell your family and friends to email Black Lives Matter and to update their what we
website,
are about.
Absolutely. Hey,
and they need to include the black man.
And I want you guys to understand, the 1 o'clock show is going to be lit. Y'all definitely need to share that show, because we PG-13 now, because we have a 14-year-old entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But hey, as soon as her and her mama ass get out, we couldn't. No, I just want you guys to know that. I'm going to be on my best behavior this first 40 minutes. Let's do it. Miss Tasty Lips, what's up?
Hey.
Tell us about your brand.
So I have a brand called Tasty Lips, and I have a chapstick line also and apparel line.
Whoa.
So I do lip gloss, chapstick, apparel, and I'm fun to start doing like scrubs and stuff.
And wow, what scrubs? You talking about for nurses?
For your lips.
I was just testing you out, you know, this old person, you know, when we hear scrubs.
You see how she said it, like,
lips, Negro.
Who's going to be wearing scrubs? Just because y'all wear scrubs to work and to Walmart, right, don't mean we going to.
We young over here.
So how did you get the idea for to start your business?
So one day I was like, Mom, can I have some Carmex? And she was like, no. And I was like, why? My lips were chapped. So then she's like, I'm tired of spending money on other people's products, and it's not healthy because it's chemicals in there. And I didn't know that. So I started doing research, and I was just like, okay. So I was like, I'm going to stop other people from using Carmex. So I started my brand, and it was this young man that used Carmex, and I had told him about it, and he had bought my chapstick instantly.
Wow.
He threw his whole thing away.
Wow. Threw it away.
But,
for sure.
Man, okay, she said a lot in that sentence and in just that answer.
First off, shout out to mom for looking out.
Yes.
You know, for the young queen, because, you know, our mamas back in the day, they would have just said, no, you ain't getting it.
Yeah, yeah.
And gave no explanation,
no explanation
behind
whatsoever.
It. So thank you for the explanation, moms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then she said, she didn't just take the no, you know, she asked why. Which for me, I let my children ask me why, because they need the knowledge.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to teach them that it's not okay to be curious, right?
Right, right.
And so then she took that and said, well, I decided to do research. I hear my mom, but let me learn on my own a little bit right quick. And I love that. And then so from that research, tell us what are some of the things that you learned that made you to say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and create my own.
Okay, so some of the products that's in Carmex, like, that's why you keep rebuying it, because the products in there, it makes you keep wanting to use it over again. And it makes your lips chapped on purpose.
Oh, wow.
That's how they make their products. So I took that as if, like, that's just basically, that's how they get their money, and that's not okay, because that's the whole point of a chapstick, lip gloss, anything supposed to help heal your lips. So I was like, I'm going to start doing stuff to help others and actually heal their lips instead of using products that's not natural.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, she giving the game away.
Right.
Wasn't expecting this.
Definitely. And you definitely wouldn't think that, you wouldn't expect a chapstick that claims to heal your lips from being chapped and windburn to have ingredients in it that makes it that way. That's really crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, to add an additive like that to make us, you know, as you just stated, addicted to it. I'm happy I don't got no stock in CarMax.
Right. Right. So what was the next step that you took? How did you figure out, like, what ingredients were good for your lips?
So I started testing out different oils and different products. I started looking up different ways and the things that, like, helps with the oils. So, like, prime example, I have hemp, and it heals your lips. And I have shea, and it smoothens. I have mint, and it refreshes. And I have forbidden, and it exfoliates. So I start different, like, looking up different ways, like, the oil help you out.
Well, I'm already impressed, because at 13 years old, they're talking about hemp. 14. At 14, when I was 14 years old, we was using...
We use it for something.
We
else.
Was smoking hemp. We have came a long way, everybody. Let the church say.
Amen. Oh my God. So tell us a little bit more. Do you like science? Is science? No. So was it fun though, mixing and stuff?
Yes.
So talk to us about that.
So I like how, like, I like to do my lip gloss especially because it, like, it's smooth and it's, like, fun. And I come up with new ideas. Like, I just come up with new stuff every time I have new products. Like, I'll think about mixing them or taking something out to make it, like, better. And then chapstick, I love making my chapstick. Like, that's the best part. Especially, it's, like, it's cool because it, like, it forms into a chapstick. Like, it goes to oils to a whole solid. Like, I like it.
That's pretty cool. That's cool. Yeah. So did you have to find suppliers or, like, who did your design for your chapstick?
My cousin, actually.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Keep it in the family. Yeah.
My cousin, he's a photographer, and he does, like, a lot of stuff. So I was, like, and my brand ambassador and my marketer.
Hold on, wait.
Been in the business for 1 year.
You're better than me.
I need some damn brand ambassadors, y'all.
Wait. She said she got brand ambassadors.
Erica, maybe we are old.
We are old. So you have a brand ambassador. You have a marketer. How did you put this team together? And is that still family?
No. Well, okay. I look at them like family.
Okay.
Yeah. My marketer, my mother knows her personally, and that became my best friend. Like, that's my best friend.
I love
it. And she helped me out a lot. Like, she, like, teaches me like how to get more business, things I need to do. We ask for like reviews on my chapstick and lip gloss, so things I can change and fix up. So it will make like my business go faster.
Mm-hmm.
And my brand ambassadors, they like put me out there. Like they posted on social media after I posted. And it's really been giving me a lot of business.
Wow.
Yeah, that's dope. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, you sound like you're on the right track. And I love the way you think. To be so young at 14 years old, you're having conversations that old people like me have to sit down and have. And then the fact that like it's you've already found joy in it. There are people who are doing what you're doing and they don't actually love it because they're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And you've actually, you know, found the secret to that at 14 years old. I love it.
Are you in high school yet?
Yes, sir.
What high school are you attending?
National School of the Arts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense. Uh-huh. NSA.
Yeah.
Sure.
So this will be your first year. You're a freshman going into this year.
Hey, you guys, we got a freshman. Class of 2020, eighth grader.
She's a freshman in school, but she's a sophomore in entrepreneurship.
I love that, yeah. A sophomore in entrepreneurship. Second year in the business, you guys. Hey, we got to support her. So if you have some daughters, any teenagers, hey, we're going to be sending our money to her. So she's going to put the link in to make sure we don't get no more CarMax, you know. That's what Tasty Lips. But hey, one thing you did that I love, you solved the problem. And it seemed like today's youth, you guys are more solution-oriented than what we were at 14 years old. How did that come about, and what role did your mother, did your parents play into that?
He asked a lot of questions, didn't he? He always do that. Can you just stick to one thing?
No, because she called me old, and so I was about to ask her 20 questions in a row.
Because that's what old people do.
Okay, yeah, I'm about to go off live now.
Okay, you get what he asked.
No.
Okay, I'm going to say, you're solution-oriented, and that's great at the age of 13 years old. Who helped you focus on finding the solutions, moms? Okay, what type of conversation did you and your mother typically have on a daily basis?
That's my girl. We really talk about a lot of stuff. Like, even though sometimes she'll correct me when I'm wrong regardless, because that's my mom. But we talk about a lot of stuff. She told me, like, she said, like, first, I have to find myself and what I want to be. And she made me look at the outcome. So, like, for high school year, I already got a strategy. I'm making good grades, so I get a scholarship. And then if I get a scholarship, I don't have to pay to go to college. And then when I get a job or my business grows, all that money's going to be mine.
Yeah.
She
said, I already got a strategy.
Strategy, yeah. Right.
How many of you us had a strategy? Like, we were just going to school.
Right, right, because
they told
right.
us to. You know what I'm saying? Or to chill with our friends. We have a strategy for learning.
Not for business,
Not even a strategy for life. She has a strategy for her
life. Right. Yes, because she already talked about college. And,
yeah. And I think that's what all kids need nowadays. And it just even in my research, when I started building my company and trying to figure out, okay, what's the difference between those who go to Stanford and build platforms like this versus, you know, people who do not. And they have a strategy for their life from the very beginning. And that's the difference. That's the difference between...
a system at an early age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they typically follow it. And then not only that, the founder of PayPal, like he had his whole strategy. He was supposed to be a Supreme Court judge. That was his goal. What he didn't get when he got into law school, he didn't get a clerkmanship. And so because he didn't get that clerkmanship, which was a part of his strategy, while he waited for the next time around for him to apply, him and his friend started building PayPal, and they had no idea what it was going to be. And they were just playing around with it. And then it just took off. And so when it came back around, he saw one of his friends who actually got the clerkmanship. And his friend asked him, he was like, do you regret not going into law? He said, not one bit. Had I gotten that clerkmanship, I wouldn't be the founder of PayPal. You know, and so you have to create the strategy, but at the same time, be open and allow God and the universe to make changes to your plan. It's you know, keeping open to the will.
That was a strong pivot.
Yeah.
He pivoted. Yeah. For sure. And that just lets you know that when doors close in front of you, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it allowed him to tap into his creative.
Yeah.
You know, and man, the founder of PayPal, worth several billion. So I'm sure he don't mind banging.
Exactly.
Don't have to worry about banging.
I ain't got to bang that gavel.
Right. I don't have to get involved in politics.
I make more than the Supreme Court judge. Right. I'm good.
Gucci, for sure.
Yeah. And so what's next for Tasty Loops?
I wanted to, like, go everywhere worldwide. Like, my influencer. I look at Rihanna.
Speaking of.
I look at Rihanna as an influencer because she's a black business owner, and her business is like worldwide. Like, everybody has to get something to eat.
And based on her numbers, she is a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just haven't came out yet. So that's definitely someone to model yourself after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she just, what's the name of her lipstick?
Fenty,
okay. Mm-hmm. I don't wear makeup that often. I wear lip gloss and I wear plastic. So I would be your customer. Yeah. But I don't wear makeup that often unless I have to be on a show or something. Other than that, I don't. But and so I don't know too much about Rihanna's makeup line.
Oh, yeah. That's why she ain't coming out with music.
My mama got some right now.
Oh, wow. You wear Rihanna?
I just wear her foundation. Yeah, I'm not a big makeup person either, but
yeah,
just in case I got these things.
Right, yeah.
She's going to put the best on, just in case.
Uh-huh. I'll try
it. Well, I can tell moms, you're going to be seen a lot because your little princess over here, you know, we're going to do our best to blow her up and whatnot. Yeah. And she's going to go places, especially in that arena, because, you know, within our community, one thing we love to spend our money on is our looks.
Yeah.
You know, so she's definitely in the right market. So let me ask, how is your online presence?
Right now, it's like, it's in between. It's not as high as it was because of the pandemic. But it's like, I'm still getting business. Like, people are still following me, and people are still constantly asking, especially people from, like, Texas, like, far. They're asking and texting.
Texas is far, y'all.
Yeah.
We getting old. So let me ask you this. I'm sorry. When you first made some money, when you got your first transaction, what? She already laughed. What did you do? What, like, explain that.
I was so excited. I was going crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, I made more than $100.
Wow. So your first transaction was more than $100?
Yeah, like $600.
First transaction?
Yeah, seriously. Because I go to, like, vendor fairs.
Okay.
And it's like, you got to pay for the vendor fare, but you get a lot coming back.
Say that, because every time I try to explain that to some of the entrepreneurs that I mentor, and I'm like, do the pop-up shows, do the trade shows, do the vendor fairs.
Please.
They don't want to do it. There's different avenues to marketing. There's different marketing channels. And here we have a young entrepreneur telling us that it is profitable.
Please do it, because like it could be $100. You want to make $800 back. So you're going to have money to put
the vendor Zuzu.
You're going to have money to put in your business, save personal bank accounts. Like, please do it. That's the best time to make money, especially for this pandemic.
Out of the mouth of babes.
Out of the mouth,
don't
for
you just
sure.
love it when it comes full circle? It's full circle. I love it.
Right. It just make you want to go home and say, what the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
You got this young girl over here getting to the paper. You still talking about, there ain't nobody supporting me.
Right. Let's revisit that. Because, like, I'm all about no excuses.
Right.
And so, like, my whole entire life, like, I don't know if your mom has told you, like, who we are and what we do. And so, like, my whole entire journey has been me having to knock down obstacles. And then I used to be like, okay, what is happening here? But then I realized that it's just a part of my journey so that I can show other people that there are no excuses. Mm-hmm. You know, I went from a 14-year-old runaway. And it's
block your calendar. They know. You got a radio show.
I need to figure out how to put it on airplane mode and still be able to go live. I don't know how to do that yet. Yeah.
Well, you're the techie. You'll
I know. It don't
out.
Make no sense.
You'll
but anyway.
Find out. Yep. Yeah.
But so I went from a 14-year-old runaway I had a very, very bad relationships, to cervical cancer and was told I could not have kids, to my fourth son actually dying while I was pregnant with him, but he's here. So like there were things that I overcame and that should have knocked me down when I left my job. my investor that I originally had backed out. Like, there were so many things that I overcame as a person before I even became an entrepreneur that allowed me to get to where I am today. And it's all about perseverance. There are no excuses. There is a way to overcome. And you being 13 years old and you are sitting here explaining, 14, I'm sorry, you started at 13. And you're here explaining to adults saying, there is no excuse for you not to pay the $100 to go to the vendor fair, yeah. Right? Like, none.
There's none at yeah. all. Like, you're going to be thankful. You're going to come back with a lot of profit. Like, and then people are going to start ordering crazy online. Like, people, when they be like, can I have a card? That don't mean that they're not going to support you. Because I know people be like, oh, they're not. They're going to forget about me. They're not going to. They're still going to support you. That's another thing. Put your brand on your product. Like, that's another way. So, like, when they're using your product, they can't forget who you are.
Yeah. Advice. I love it.
That's my point. She's 14. And so, this is how you know there's no excuses.
None whatsoever.
None. And then you learn, you have to be open to be able to learn from somebody younger than you. When our parents, when we were younger, they used to always say, shut up, sit down, boy, be quiet, speak when told
to. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we grew up, our generation grew up.
Oh, I always
battling.
Said that was the dumbest. Yeah. Thing. Like, they stagnated us mm-hmm. with that mindset. That's why I want to give moms props.
Yes, yes.
For explaining
yes.
why she said no. Mm-hmm. And it didn't seem like she said no because she couldn't afford it. She said, hey, listen, I'm tired of spending money on helping other people rich.
Right.
Plus XYZ, planted a seed, and now they're part of the nurturing process. Mm-hmm. And our parents didn't explain jack to us.
Because of how they were taught, too.
How they were taught. Right. So that we're going to have fun in that second conversation. But I'm excited about her because, you know, when you say listen to the babies, right? I don't mm-hmm. know if you hear about this 13-year-old kid who was a day trader.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Friends with his mother online, knew the business coach. Mm-hmm. And this boy had made $18,000 in like, I think, 3-4 hours. And I said, all right, Corey, you've been having access to people who day trade since 2016. What the hell are you doing? Why are you playing around? Mm-hmm. And because of that, because of what I saw him, I wound up buying some stock in Kodak. Now, listen here. This stock was $6.52. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Being playing around in the groups. Right. Getting because of this 13-year-old kid. I said, there's no excuse. I'm not going to let this kid have more money than
right.
me. He's going to have more money than me in the future, but not now. Not when I got the guap. Then 2 days later, that stock went to $8.52. At the end of the day, yesterday, that stock was $33 and some change. It went from $6. I bought a couple of hundred shares, you know what I'm saying, dollars I spent until I looked at my Robinhood and said, oh, my God. Because you got something, too. That's what I'm talking about. Because of what this young kid, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I was like, you know, my mentor used to always tell me, follow the money and shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So if this young boy made $18,000 in 3 hours and is teaching adults,
hey,
I'd be damned if I open up my
not
mouth.
Your youth, despite right. not your youth, and that could go so many ways. We get full of shame and regret for decisions that we make, and then we also at the same time think that our youth can't provide us value in the right now, and they really can. There is no respect of persons when God blesses.
Absolutely.
And so we have to keep our eyes open, our ears open.
As my former business partner just say, keep a student mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So we didn't mean to cut you off. We're just so in awe. Yeah. So you were explaining to us about your marketing strategy and all of this. So I do have a quick question, though.
Okay.
Has there ever been a time where it was hard for you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. How did you overcome that? What was it?
So
and how did you overcome
it? People used to make fun of me. They still do, though. People be like,
not for long.
They like, oh, you young. Like, some people that I'm friends with, they have businesses, but it's not like my business. They take it as a joke. It's just like a little side hustle. But they would be like, oh, you got a business. Oh, ha, 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 Tasty Lips. Oh, that's your name. Ha, ha, ki, you're not going to make money. Blah, what they don't know, I'm making more money than them a day.
Wow.
A day.
Wow.
So I had to think about it. I mean, it would hurt my feelings, but I was like, you got to get over that. Because at the end of the day, when I'm a billionaire, I don't want to see none of y'all buying my product.
No. You want to see him buy your product.
Yeah, you want him to buy your product.
Because this was going to wind up happening. I'm going to tell you that right now because it's happening to me. First, they don't support you. First, they laugh about you. Yeah. Right?
Then they tell everybody.
Then they tell everybody. I remember when she tried to give me the taste of it. I could call her right now.
Yeah.
You know.
And then they're going to text you and you're going to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, can I get that zip code? You're going to be on your yacht somewhere. You know, another thing she said that is so cool that I caught is that, you know, when we was teenagers, we wanted to make six figures and possibly become a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
She said, when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, our young black youth are using the word be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This even a rap. This young rap guy got a song that said, hey, I want to become a trillionaire. Like, we're really waking up,
mm-hmm.
and that's very exciting.
Yeah,
so she said, when I'm a billionaire,
really
you ain't going to give them no free product when you're a billionaire? They got to put tax on it.
They got to put extra tax.
Extra!
Yeah, but by that time, she ain't going to be thinking about that.
Right.
Yeah, no. It's like Michelle Obama, you know the story about how the guidance counselor at her high school told her that she wasn't Princeton material or Harvard material, is one of them. And she applied anyway, and she got in. And the fact of the matter is, like, she told her that she was reaching too high, and she became the first lady of the whole entire world. But Michelle Obama did not think twice about that lady. She didn't allow herself to think, what is she thinking now? I bet she, like, man, now she over me. Now she my, you know, first lady. She didn't even, she stayed focused on what her goals were. She didn't even try to say, okay, I'm going to prove her wrong. I'm going to prove to myself that I can do it. So forget everybody else, because haters will hate. And that's what people have to, people keep telling me that. And I have to learn and share those limiting beliefs.
About that.
Yeah, because haters will hate.
I stay on her about that.
Yeah,
for sure.
And when you have a heart to love people, and it hurts you, like, man, I support your business. You're telling your friends, you got that side hustle. I support your side hustle. And here you are making fun of me because I decide to be serious about it. And then you're going around, and it's typically because they're jealous and they don't understand how you're able to do it.
Right.
And I hate to say that, because jealousy isn't good and you don't glory in that. But that's usually where that comes from. They want to know, how did she figure this out?
They're going to be putting in a job application.
Well, we want them to come up too. Okay, we want
everybody
to come
don't
up
need to come up.
Well, we don't make that decision. Everybody don't need to ride her train.
Did you tell them what you teach people? Like, what is Tasty?
Self love.
There we go. So she can't. She's promoting self love.
It says self love.
Yes,
I ain't gonna
that.
Give her a hard time. But hey, the next time we invite a guest, y'all need to bring some product up here.
Okay, thank you, Mama. Thank you.
Mama Beth stepped up. Yeah, can we get some product?
Corey always trying to get something for free. Every guest we bring on the show, he wants something for free.
She's such a hater, y'all.
I am haters with hate.
I got this is my personal.
Okay.
We need the real deal.
The car.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Help and some cotton candy.
Hey.
I love it. Can you show the, see her product? What? Tell them your website.
www.tastylips.com.
And then tell his people.
www.tastylips.com.
What's some of the comments, Corey, so we can...
Oh, man, they said, listen to the babies, congratulations. Then a couple of my homeboys, I ain't hollered at, saying, what's up? Mary said, love seeing young entrepreneurs. Hey, you lady, hey, y'all, man, show some love to this young lady right here, man. And make sure you guys go to the website, www.tastylips.com.
Yes, and if you're on my live, I'll drop it in the comments after this show. Let us, typically we do one word.
One word.
And what one word do you have for all of us old folks out here listening to you?
That's on a place you don't want to be on, but just Facebook, and that's where the money at.
What word do you have for us?
Confidence.
Love it.
Uh-huh. Tell us why.
Because you got to have confidence in yourself. You got to keep pushing. If you want to do something, you got to keep doing it. Don't matter what nobody say, because at the end of the day, that's them. If you love what you're going to do, even if somebody don't support you, keep doing your dream, because you don't know what could happen at the outcome.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I love it. And confidence is what's going to get you there.
Spoken like a true old soul.
All right. So we want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story and your product with us. Corey going to chase you outside, so make sure he get his free stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Uh-huh.